And now a new feature on the show that we're never going to do again, like all our new features. You've yet to have a new feature that's stuck. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I have noticed that. Although I like to call me maybe.
Yeah, well, we'll use it again, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe not. Well, let's play the theme then for this new segment. This is Beneath the Plant. Girl, to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. It goes out to you, sir, Nick. Yes, it's time once again for Beneath the Planet of All the News That Isn't, Dreamliner Edition. You know, I tend to skim the news and get out of it as quickly as possible, but sometimes it pays to look a little more closely at a news item or article or an event. In this case, we're looking at the 787, Boeing 787 Dreamliner. It's had some problems lately. FAA is grounding all of them. So if you're wondering why you're not leaving the gate, that's the reason. And where do we go? We go to Boeing itself. This is Colleen Rainbolt. She's in the division of Boeing that's called Passenger Satisfaction and Revenue. Explaining the thinking that went into the Dreamliner.
Now, there's so many great passenger experiences inside the plane. Is there a backstory on how Boeing got the insights to, you know, to make the spacious gangway, the entry and latches and things like that?
Oh, definitely. We've done a great deal of work from a psychological perspective to really understand what our passengers' needs are and then to be able to put those things into the cabin of the airplane. There are really two major elements that we've been focusing on. The first one is we learn through a great deal of research, and we know because we're humans that for as far back as anyone can remember, people have been fascinated by the idea of flying. What we wanted to do inside the cabin of our 787 and all of our products really is to reconnect the passenger to that flying experience. Okay. So many of the features that you see here inside the cabin, like the blue sky lighting overhead, the really big windows without a window shade, those features are there to remind the passenger that they're taking part in this experience that they would describe as being magical, something that they're fascinated by. The other thing that we're doing is we've learned through all this research and understanding from a psychological perspective that we really want to welcome people to the airplane, because when you welcome people to a new space, it creates a psychological break between one event and the next event that's going to follow. When people get to the boarding door of the airplane, we use this dramatic entryway and the compression of the jetway and the height of the cabin in the entryway to give an architectural welcome to the airplane to help passengers be ready to focus on the flying experience and be able to forget about however long their journey has been up to the point when they get to the boarding door of the airplane.
Right. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. He was going to say. What he thought of something else. That, by the way, was Shawshank Nigram from Simply Flying of Singapore, CEO of Simply Flying. And they're one of the first to get the Dreamliner. So to recap, psychological, and because we're humans, we know a lot of these things to be true. The magical feelings about flying, as opposed to the reality of it, and the going from the compression into the expansion. So Boeing thought about this because they're very psychological. They have a whole department there called Psychological and Revenue. The idea of flying versus the reality of flying and magical and no shades, I think, is an innovation. I think it's going to set Boeing apart from the Airbus 350. No shades, so no hope of getting any sleep on this magical experience with the bright blue skies in your eyes and the no shades. And, that's pretty much it. There you have it, Beneath the Planet, of all news that isn't, Dreamliner edition. Thank you very much.